Magic Light Pictures presents. In animation, a castle standing in beautifully landscaped gardens, with a range of mountains in the background and a moat surrounding it. Mark Bonner, Rob Brydon, Patsy Foran, Seleni Henry. Inside the castle, on a row of purple and gilt chairs, sit bandaged toys, while on the purple carpet on the floor is strewn medical equipment from a doctor's bag. A little girl is busy bandaging a teddy's arm. A guard stands to attention as the king walks past and comes to stand in front of the little girl. He crouches down and touches her nose.
Boop.
Boop.
She touches his nose, then looks at the teddy.
I want to be a doctor and travel here and there, listening to people's chests and giving them my care.
Huh?
The king grabs the teddy, but she snatches it back.
We doctors must help everyone who needs us. It's our duty.
Your duty is to wear a crown and be a royal beauty.
He stands her in front of a golden oval picture frame and puts a crown on her head. She folds her arms, looking cross. Now, wearing white coats, she and a knight are riding a flying orange dragon through the sky. Zog and the Flying Doctors.
Meet the Flying Doctors, a dragon, knight, and girl.
They swoop down into a clearing in the woods, where creatures including a deer, rabbits and a squirrel are waiting for them. The dragon tries to land on a log, but slips and falls flat on his back.
Our names are...
Gadabout the Great and Zog.
And Princess Pearl.
A mole quickly disappears back into its hole. Then a mouse limps up, using a crutch.
Pearl gives people medicine and pills and vaccinations. And Gadabout is expert at performing operations.
He slices off the end of a bandage with his sword. Princess Pearl hands Zog a bucket, and he flies off to fill it from a lake.
Zog is good at flying.
He bashes into treetops, losing his balance and crashing into Gadabout before bumping down onto the grass, still holding the bucket.
Though not quite so good at landing. But Gadabout and Princess Pearl are always understanding.
Now Zog, Pearl and Gadabout are back in the sky.
Flying high one morning, they heard a mermaid wail.
Oh. I'm sunburned and it hurts,
she cried, and swished her scaly tail.
Two seals on a rock cover their ears. Zog and the flying doctors swoop down towards her.
Bang, crash, thump! They landed.
Pearl hops onto a rock.
Ow!
As Zog and Gadabout crash land further on, Pearl hops across stones to the mermaid, who has long blonde hair. Zog gets to his feet and Gadabout falls off his back into the shallows.
The mermaid's skin was red.
Pearl inspects it, then looks in her doctor's bag.
Pearl rubbed in some special cream.
The mermaid sniffs it on her arms. Then Pearl puts a blob on the end of her nose.
And wear this hat,
she said.
Pearl adds a starfish to the straw hat and the mermaid looks pleased. Zog plucks a crab from the rocks, then tosses it away, straight onto Gadabout's nose, where it clings on with one claw. Pearl shuts her doctor's bag and climbs onto Zog's back, a cross gadabout hopping up behind her.
Thank you, Dr. Princess Pearl.
The mermaid waved goodbye as the team of flying doctors sped away into the sky.
They swoop low over the forest.
As the sun rose higher, they saw a unicorn. He pawed the ground and whinnied.
I've grown an extra horn.
His two horns are caught in a long branch, so Zog and the flying doctors dive down to him.
Bang, crash, thump, they landed.
Pearl and Gadabout go over to the unicorn, and Zog bounds after them, crashing into the night again. Zog takes hold of the branch and tries to pull it off the unicorn's horns, eventually dragging it free. The unicorn bounds off into the woods happily, and Zog looks at the others proudly. Moments later, the unicorn's back, his horns stuck on another branch.
I'll help you, said the knight.
Gadabout whips out his sword.
And he cut the horn off gently, to the unicorn's delight.
Thank you, bold Sir Gadabout, for taking so much care.
The knight bows, looking pleased with himself.
And the team of flying doctors sped away into the air. Halfway through the afternoon, they heard a lion sneeze.
He's sitting among rocks, looking sorry for himself.
I've caught the flu,
the lion roared.
Can someone help me, please?
Bang, crash, thump, they landed.
Pearl appears from behind a rock and steps up to the growling lion. A squirrel cowers under a rock, watching, as Pearl gently strokes the lion's nose. He opens his mouth wide for her to look inside.
Then Pearl said,
take this pill. And do keep warm. That's terribly important when you're ill.
She leads the lion into a cave where he lies down.
But the lion's cave was chilly. So Zog said,
fetch some wood.
A grumpy gadabout stomps off, returning with a pile of logs, which Zog sets alight with his fiery breath.
Then he breathed out lots of flames until the fire burned bright and good.
Thank you, noble dragon. I'm feeling nice and warm.
Zog bows and walks out of the cave.
Then the team of flying doctors sped away into the storm.
Rain lashes down from the sky, and lightning crackles amidst the thick grey clouds as the trio battle their way through the storm. They fly onwards into the driving rain, flashing forks of lightning, nearly knocking them off course.
As evening fell, they saw a great big palace down below.
My uncle's house,
said Princess Pearl.
Zog is shivering.
Let's go and say hello.
They dive down out of the storm and towards the grand castle.
Bang, crash, thump! They landed.
Knocking over a large stone statue of the king bursts out onto the balcony.
Pearl's uncle is the king!
He didn't say hello. Instead, he said,
you naughty thing! Where have you been?
He thundered.
You look an awful mess. What's happened to your crown? And where's your pretty frilly dress?
A small black dog snarls at them.
But Uncle, can't you see that I'm a doctor now?
Said Pearl. The king replied,
Princesses can't be doctors, silly girl. Seize her. Don't let go of her.
Now, lock her up inside.
The guards take Pearl away and surround Zog and the knight. But Zog grabs Gadabout and flies off into the sky. The king's guard locks Pearl into a room.
Let me go!
Called Princess Pearl. She stamped and stormed and cried.
She gives up, leaning back against the large wooden door and sliding to the floor in a pitiful heap.
Time went by, and Princess Pearl spent many weary hours sewing pretty cushions and arranging pretty flowers.
When she slacks at her embroidery for a moment, a stern governess glares over at her. The king enters, gnawing on a chicken drumstick, which he tosses half-eaten to his guard. The king plucks a fancy cake from a selection on a stand and takes a bite, as Pearl watches sulkily with folded arms. He then wanders over to the window and offers the cake to a white dove perched on the windowsill. Pearl rolls her eyes. Zog is flying towards the castle and sees Pearl waving from a window. He swoops towards a turret and ends up clinging to a spike, which snaps, so he plummets to the ground in a cloud of dust. Gadabout shakes his head wearily and picks up a slimy frog. Pearl is trying to pick the lock with a hairpin, but quickly steps back as the governess enters, locking the door behind her and opening a book on the table. Pearl notices that the governess has a nasty graze on the back of her hand, so she plucks a pink rose from a vase and a bottle of ointment from the side and makes up a potion, which she rubs onto the governess's graze. The governess smiles with relief. Outside, Gadabout is using sticky frogs to climb up the castle wall. A guard flings a shutter open into him, and the knight falls. Zog tries to catch him but misses. Pearl falls out of the sooty chimney as she's dusting herself off. The governess glares over at her, then picks up a white cat which sneezes, looking sorry for itself. Pearl jumps into action, making up a medicine with lemon which she heats in a cauldron over a candle flame. The cat licks it from a spoon and purrs happily. Hearing laughter, the king bursts in, only to find Pearl, the governess and the cat all reading. He frowns, then notices that his hand has turned bright orange.
The others tried to rescue her with all their might and main.
A guard hears them coming and pulls up the drawbridge.
But they simply couldn't manage. All their efforts were in vain.
They've ended up in the moat. The governess makes to leave Pearl's room, then turns and sees the princess staring wistfully out of the window. The governess glances down at the cat, who then comes to rub itself around Pearl's legs. When Pearl picks it up, she notices the key to the door hanging from the collar around its neck. Pearl stares at the key in surprise, her eyes widening with excitement. She slides it into the lock and opens the door. She creeps past guards and down the hall towards the open door that leads to the gardens. Hearing a moan coming from one of the rooms, she stops. She peers in through a crack in the door and sees a red carpet leading to a four-poster bed at the far end of the room. Pearl goes up to the king, who's dozing in the bed, bright orange and looking terribly ill. Pearl clamps her hand over her mouth and turns to run away, but then she stops. She glances first at the king, then over at the open door, her face racked with indecision. Then a determined look comes over her, and she throws off her crown and pretty pink dress, pulls on her white coat, and lights a candle. She holds the candle up to some tall shelves full of books, and takes a few down, poring over pages of diseases inside.
Each night they flew to visit her, and perched upon her sill. And one dark night, she told them that
the king has fallen ill.
The king grew worse.
My head is sore. My arms and legs feel weak.
His skin had turned bright orange, and he found it hard to speak. He called a lot of doctors, a new one every day. He croaked,
"What is this illness?"
But they simply couldn't say.
Pearl closes the last of the books with a defeated air, then notices a bright orange dove sitting on the windowsill beside its white friend. It sneezes, and the white dove edges away.
They didn't know the answer. But Pearl was pretty sure.
She takes a book about bird ailments from the shelf and leafs through it.
Huh? It looks like orange fever, and I think I found the cure. Grated horn of unicorn, a mighty lion sneeze, some mermaid scales, a little slime,
and half a pound of cheese.
Do your best to find them all, and do be very quick. My uncle could be dying. He looks extremely sick.
Away flew Zog and Gadabout. They reached the lion's den. Bang, crash, thump, they landed.
The knight tickles the lion's nose.
He sneezed for them. And then they flew back to the forest, where the grateful unicorn was very pleased to give them his unwanted sawn-off horn. Back to the mermaid's rock they flew.
She wiggles her blue scaly tail.
She gladly gave some scales. And her sea snail friends allowed them to collect their slimy trails.
Zog and Gadabout fly back off through the forest, becoming weary as night draws in.
Zog said,
"I'm exhausted."
But he flew and flew until, bang, crash, thump, they landed on the bedroom windowsill. Princess Pearl said,
"Thank you for the slime, scales, horn and sneeze."
She drops them all into a cauldron.
She took it all and mixed it up with half a pound of cheese.
She drops the cheese into the potion, stirring it until it steams, and she has a bottle of purple medicine. She holds it up happily to show Zog and the knight through the window, who bury their differences, Zog picking Gadabout up and squeezing him tight. The balcony they're on crashes to the ground, and the pair sit up to see a group of card-playing guards staring at them. They're chased out of the castle under a barrage of arrows. As they run away, they come face to face with another line of guards armed with weapons, and now they're surrounded again. Pearl opens the door to the king's room.
She tiptoed to her uncle's room. The king lay in his bed.
He opens his eyes to see Pearl staring down at him in a white coat. He tries to sit up and tell her off, but slumps back down, too weak to bother.
She held a spoonful to his mouth.
Now open wide,
she said.
He turns away and she rolls her eyes. Outside, Zog and Sir Gadabout are surrounded by guards. Zog breathes fire on them, but his flame is quickly put out with a bucket of water. Back to back, the dragon and knight begin to fight off the guards one by one. Sir Gadabout uses his sword and fist, while Zog swishes them away with his tail and feet. Still more guards appear, overcoming the hapless pair and knocking away the knight's sword. The king flings away the medicine spoon, glaring at Pearl, then turning on his side to sleep. Suddenly, Pearl has an idea. She reaches out a finger and touches the king's nose.
Boop.
He tries to sit up and do the same to her, but he's too weak. He lies back on his red velvet pillow and folds his arms, grumpily opening his mouth wide. Pearl pours some of the purple medicine onto her spoon, pops it in his mouth, and he gulps it down.
After just one spoonful, her uncle felt much stronger.
She gives him another spoonful.
And after spoonful two, he wasn't orange any longer. After spoonful three, the king was dancing with delight.
He straightens the crick in his back.
Princesses can be doctors. You are absolutely right. I'm sorry that I locked you up. Of course, you must go free.
Pearl holds out the key, and the king looks sad. Then he smiles.
But do come back to visit me, and bring your friends to tea.
Zog and the knight have been tied up by the guards outside. Pearl and the king step out onto the balcony. The ropes are cut.
Hooray!
Cried Pearl. And out she ran to join the other two.
The dove pecks at the purple medicine while a weeping guard holds onto the cat. The king steps up to Pearl, looking sad. She throws her arms around him, and he smiles and hugs her back. The knight smiles down at the little black dog. Zog roars at the dog, which scampers away. Later, Pearl sets her doctor's bag on Zog's back and climbs up with Sir Gadabout. She and the king share a loving smile. Then Zog flies off into the sky.
Then off into the sunset, sped the Flying Doctor crew.
The trio zoom off over the treetops towards the setting sun, which is hanging low in the orange sky. An image of the Flying Doctor crew takes its place in the gilded picture frame on the wall of the castle.